वरधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारे 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 जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राधा रस बिहारी राधा रस बिहारी राधे जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय हो श्री प्रभुपाद की जय हो। जय श्री राधा रास बिहारी जी की जय। श्री गौर निताय की सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की श्री प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्तवृंद की समवेत भक्तवृंद की समवेत भक्तवृंद की इत गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। प्लीज रिपीट। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो यद्यभेदायिवात्मनि। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो यद्यभेदायिवात्मनि। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो यद्यभेदायिवात्मनि। गुणदोषविकल्पश्च विदेवस्रजिवकृतः। गुणदोषाविकल्पश्च विदेवासजिवत्कृतः। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो ह्यर्धभेदायिवात्मनि। गुणदोषविकल्पश्च विदेवासजिवत्कृतः। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो ह्यर्धभेदायिवात्मनि। गुणदोषविकल्पश्च विदेवास्रजिवत्कृतः। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो यद्यभेदायिवात्मनि। गुणदोषविकल्पश्च विदेवास्रजिवत्कृतः। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो यद्यभेदायिवात्मनि। गुणदोषाविकल्पश्च विदेवास्रजिवत्कृतः। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो यद्यभेदायिवात्मनि। गुणदोषविकल्पश्च विदेवास्रजिवत्कृतः। अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो ह्यर्धभेदायिवात्मनि गुणदोषाविकल्पश्च विदेवास्रजिवत्कृतः अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो ह्यर्धभेदायिवात्मनि गुणदोषविकल्पश्च विदेवास्रजिवत्कृतः अविवेकः कृतः पुंसो ह्यर्धभेदायिवात्मनि गुणदोषविकल्पश्च विदेवासजिवत्कृतः विवेकः कृतः पुंसो ह्यर्धभेदायिवात्मनि गुणदोषविकल्पश्च विदेवासजिवत्कृतः
What to what meaning? Please repeat. Avivekah kritaha, done in ignorance, without mature consideration. Pumsaha, of the living entity, he indeed, ardhabedaha, differentiation of value, iva, like, atmani, in himself, guna dosha, of quality and fault, vaikalpa, imagination, cha, and bit, difference, eva, certainly, sraji, in a garland, vat, like, kritaha, made. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As one mistakenly considers a flower garland to be a snake, or experiences happiness and distress in a dream, so in the material world, by lack of careful consideration, we differentiate between happiness and distress, considering one good and other bad. Purport. The happiness and distress of the material world of duality are both mistaken ideas. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, chapter 4, text number 176, it is said, Dvaite Badra Badra Jnana Sabah Manodharma E Bhala E Manda E Sabah Brahma. The distinction between happiness and distress in the material world of duality are simply mental concoctions. For the so-called happiness and distress are actually one and the same. They are like the happiness and the distress in the dreams. A sleeping man creates his happiness and distress by dreaming, although actually they have no existence. The other example given in this verse is that a flower garland is originally very nice, but mistake for want of mature knowledge, one may consider it a snake. In this connection, there is a statement by Prabodhananda Saraswati, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. Everyone in this material world is distressed by miserable condition. But Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati says that this world is full of happiness. How is this possible? He answers, Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavam Tam Gauram Eva Stumaha. A devotee accepts the distress of this material world as a happiness only due to causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his personal behavior, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that he was never distressed, but always happy in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then he will never feel the distress of the world of duality. In any condition, if life, one will be happy if he chants the holy name of the Lord. In dreams, we sometimes enjoy eating sweet rice, or sometimes suffer as if one of our beloved family members had died. Because of same mind and body exist in the same material world of duality. When we are awake, the so-called happiness and distress of this world are no better than the false, superficial happiness of the dream. The mind is via medium in the both dreams and wakefulness, and everything created by the mind in terms of sankalpa and vikalpa, acceptance and rejection, is called manodharma or mental concoction.
Nama Om Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami Tinamine Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Krishna Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vaishnavamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatyadi Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
This sloka is very interesting. It says that as one mistakenly considers a flower garland to be snake or experience happiness and distress in a dream. So, in this material world, by lack of careful consideration, we differentiate between happiness and distress, considering one good and another bad. Because we are in the bodily platform, that's why we experience happiness and distress. So it says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was never distressed. So though he had so many problems, like Jagai and Madai, and there are, you know, Kaji, so many things, they are making troubles even Jagannath Puri when he was trying to preach. You know, don't chant Hare. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to turn other way around. So this is not Vedic mantra. So in this connection, how it's like a dream, right? How the garland can be considered as a snake? It's everything like a lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge means, like, you know, this is Chitraketu, where, you know, Lord Shiva, when Chitraketu was cursed by Mother Durga, Lord Shiva is telling that about devotee's qualities, right? So here that the devotees, they are never afraid. Like Vrutasura, right? He says that, according to this, because we are under the Krishna's Maya, that's why we think this is bad, this is good.
According to Rutasura, he says that Mamotama shloka janeshu sakyam samsara chakre brahmatam swakarma bhi tvanmaya yatmatma jadaragehe swasakta chittasya nanada bhuyat. He says that, oh my dear Lord, if I do have next life, I don't want to come in the wheel of samsara. Right? He says that. Tvanmayaya atmatmaja dharagehe swasakta chittasya nanada bhuyat. So samsara chakre brahmatam swakarma bhi. Swakarma means just doing whatever comes in the mind. And they don't care for the higher cause. So nowadays, in the modern world, the KG to PG, the parents, they push the children. You know, from the KG itself, they had to carry so many book bags. But there is no knowledge of Krishna. So when they go to PG, then that's it. Then after that, hunting a job. So, samsara chakre brahmatam swakarma bi. So, as long we are in this material world, there is no end. For example, Prahlad Maharaj, he says that when Lord Narasimhadev appeared in front of him, he looked very fearful. He says that Naham bibim ajitate atibhayana kashya jihvarga netra bhukuti ravasogradam stat antras rajak chata keshara shenku karnat nirhada bit digibhadare bhinnakagrat. So he says that Naham bibet ajita atibhayanakasya. Bhayanakasya means fearful. So atibhayanakasya is very, very fearful. So when you can see that Lord Narasimhadev is there, right? So in this verse it describes that. So he was wearing the intestines of Hiranyakashipu as a Brahman thread. And all the blood was full of his face. And he had very, very fearful nails. By once seeing that, even Brahma was afraid. Brahma was scared. All the demigods who were there, everybody was scared. Even Mother Lakshmi was in doubt whether this is my husband or not. But Prahlad Maharaj says that, you know, I'm not scared at all. But in other words, he says that, strastosmeham kripana vachala dussaho gra samsara chakra grasanat brahmatam swakarma bi. So he says that by seeing samsara chakra, he became so afraid. So in the samsara chakra, there is no end, there is no beginning. Urdhamulam adashyakam aswattam prahuravyayam chandamsi yasya parnani yastam ve savedavit. So, like nanto nachati nachasam pratishta. There is no anta, there is no adi, there is no beginning, there is no end. Once you go in that wheel, it's very horrible. Shri Radha Ras Bihari ji ki, Shri Gaunitai ki, Shri Taramlakshma Hanuman ji ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, they go Premanande. So he says, Trastosi meham kripana vachala dusa ho gra samsara chakra grasanat samsara chakra kadanat grasatam pranitaha. So the samsara chakra is very, very horrible. If you want to know how horrible it is, in Garuda Puran it explains that avashyameva bhoktavyam kritam karma shubhashubham. Na bhuktva kshiyate karma kalpa koti satairapi.
So one kalpa means four chaturyugas, right? So four chaturyugas is called one kalpa. So if you multiply this one kalpa to 10 million, how much is it? So by 10 million, four kalpas, one kalpa by 10 million years times 100. It cannot even fit into the calculator. So that long is karma. So na bhuktva kshiyate karma kalpa koti satairapi. So if we don't enjoy the happiness or distress according to our karma, it is never going to finish even after so many billions of trillions of years. So how one entangles, like one comes into the dream. So this life is actually, as long we are alive, it's real. When we are dead, it's not real. Like when we were a kid, right, we had a little body. At that time it was real. But we're in the youthhood now. So for the time being, that's not real anymore. How come? We're in the same body, but the body is changing. When we get old, so angam galitam palitam mundam dashana vihinam jatam tundam vruddho yati grihitva dandam. So then we're no longer able to achieve the food. So once we're able to achieve, but when you become old, you can't do those things anymore. Because like a flickering, there is no stability. There is a guy in London, he was a bin man. He won £8 million. 8 million means for the rupee rate now, it's 75 crore. Within 5 years, he blew up all the money. Then he came back to the same job. 5 o'clock he wakes up and he cleans the London streets. You see. And now we ask him, hey, what happened to your money? He said, it's like a dream. I don't know how I lost it. So in this regard, Prahlad Maharaj gives an example in 6th canto. From text number 13. Kadam priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiram cha mantram suhru sutasnehasitasi sunam kalaksharanam anurakta chittaha putram smaranstam duhitru hrudaya bratrun svasurva pitarau cha dinau grihan manognyo ruparishcha damcha vruttishcha kulyah pasubrutya vargan tyajeta koshas kridivehamanah karmani lobada vitrupta kamah aupatya jaivam bahumanyamanah kadam virajjeta duranta mohah. So how one can give up the intimate association of the wife. It says that kadam priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiram cha mantran.
So when the wife and husband were alone, they make so many plans, you know, we're going to do in this life, this and that, you know, we're going to earn this much money and have a nice flat or so many things. Then after that, someone will appear.
Suhru sutasne hasita sisunam.
Suhru sutasneha sita sisunam. Then gradually the attachment will grow to the sisu, the baby. How is it?
Kalaksharanam anurakta chittaha.
When the baby, when they speak, like I have experience, I have 5 kids myself. So when they have about 2 years or 18 months, they have broken words. They can't speak properly, but they're trying to speak. They call, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kalaksharanam. Anurakta chittaha. So they always ring in the ears. So now the time is past. You know, the person became about 50 years old now. Now what happens?
Putram smaranstan duhitru hrudaya. Bratrun swasurva pitarocha dinau.
So now he thinks, you know, my children, they're grown up quite, right? And, you know, they're well settled. They have their jobs. My daughter, you know, putram smaranstam duhitru hrudaya. He's always thinking in his heart about his daughter. How my daughter is doing in the in-law's house.
And then, bratrum smaram stam pitarau cha dinau.
So my brothers, how can I help my brothers? And how can I look after my parents? Dinau. Dinau means the parents, they become involved, you know. They might be in the wheelchair, or they might be in an old age house. You know, of course, maybe there is not old age house in India. I think it's starting now. And after that,
Grihan manognyo ruparishcha damscha.
Grihan. He got so many houses or so many flats. And manognyo. Manognyo means the collections in the house. If he is an international traveler, he says that if anybody goes to his house, he takes him in his showcase. Oh, I got from this Switzerland, this from New York, this from England, this from Canada. He becomes so proud that, you know, manognyo. You know, always thinking this, I had this all good connection, you know, collection from around the world.
Uparishcha damscha.
So extra, you know, other things in his house. So then after Prahlad Maharaj says that,
Aupatya jaihvam bahumanyamanaha kadam virajeta duranta mohaha.
So he became old. You know, sometimes people, they're in a wheelchair. When you ask him, when are you going to die? He said, what? No, I'm happy to live. So this is all, you know, like this is not permanent. But still, they're thinking in their mind, this is permanent. One day, when we're in the deathbed, then we realize that, oh my God, what is happening? You know, where we're going to head. So what's our destination? And, you know, we see some businessmen, like Prahlad Maharaj says that,
Viteshu nitya bivinishta cheta vidvamsha dosham paravita hartuhu prete havadam shajitendriyastat ashanta kamo harate kutumbi. Viteshu nitya abivinishta cheta.
Every day, you know, accumulating money. In Bombay, that's what people are doing. Right? So everywhere, the houses are so expensive in Bombay, so compared to some areas, London is much cheaper. In England. Because there's some kind of illusion is driving them.
You know, make money and buy houses. Invest in the houses. Invest in the houses. And vidvamsa dosham paravitta hartuhu. Most of the time, if the somebody earns in honestly, nyaya margena, he cannot make actually money. Paravitta hartuhu. By stealing others' money, it grows up very quick. Millions, trillions, billions, and quadrillions. They don't even think that after this life, what is going to happen? In this verse, it says that, you know, one is considering as a garland, as a snake. That like misconception, misunderstanding. So whatever we see, we think that is permanent. So like Prahlad Maharaj says that, Vidvamsa pitam danuja kutumbam pushnan svalokayana kalpate vai yasvi aparakya vibhinna bhavaha tama prapadheta yadha vimudaha. So vidvanapitam dhanuja kutumbam pushnan svalokaya nakalpate vai. Like vidwan means nowadays we say he's a PhD. You know, if you say, if you ask people, mostly when the devotees, they say that my son is doing, you know, like a engineering in Pitspilani, or Harvard University in America, or Oxford in London, or Cambridge. Right? So we call them vidwan, or well-educated. But Prahlad Maharaj says that, vidwanapitam dhanuja kutumbam, pushnan swalokaya nakalpitevai, swalokaya. Who am I? Where I come from? What is my destination? But nobody cares about it. As long as I'm happy in this world, I'm happy. But sometimes something happens. Then they think it is, you know. Here they say, at least in India, is my bad karma. In England, they say it's a bad luck. Last year in Birmingham, there was a person, he was a director of Birmingham Airport Authority. A storm, he was driving his very, very expensive car. It might cost more than a crore. He was driving, there's a big storm, big tree fell off on his car. He became squashed. You see, this is called misconception that, you know, we can live forever. Like my family can look after me. Or if you have some high profile friends, they can look after you. But when the death comes, nobody can look after unless on his own. Like sometimes we see that people are walking, you know, trekking camps like Himalayas, or in South Africa they called there is one mountain, I forgot the name. So they go for a walk. Sometimes, you know, they go in the groups. Sometimes they miss, you know, they will be left alone somewhere. At that time, they have no food, they have no drink, they have a backpack. Whatever they have in the backpack, they can only survive until that time. When it finishes, then that's it. They have to die. So similarly, within this material world, like if we had a good karma, we have a good house and good life, we think we are happy. And if you don't have enough money, we just say it's bad karma. I see
Like this morning I was coming, there's an area called Kalina in Mumbai. Kalina, right? There's so many skies, you know, big apartments. And just beneath it is, there is so many jhopadi patties. See, one part, they're enjoying, and another part, they're suffering. So again, the happiness and the distress. Why? Swakarma. So in order to come out of it, we had to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As long we are not surrendered and we just think, you know, we just think about the Manodharma. Whatever it comes in my mind, I will do it. Then there is no excuse. Again, in the wheel, the time wheel, he has to go. But even then, if you become a devotee, there's a good chance of escaping from this misconception of the life and death, or happiness and distress. For that, you need knowledge. What knowledge is it? Atma Vidya. So if there is no Atma Vidya, then that's it. The person's entire life has been wasted. Sramayivahi Kevalam. So even then, whatever we have things, for the time being is reality. But when we lost it, then we had it, we don't have it. So this is the symptoms or quality of this material body. But when you go to the spiritual world, then this is always eternal. There nothing is false. So we are in the path of to go to Krishna, or back to home, back to Godhead. So if you don't go in that path, then whatever it is there, then everything is, as soon as this body leaves, everything is gone. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. If you don't take the Krishna consciousness, Krishna comes as a death. Then he takes away everything. In the next life, we don't know what is going to happen. The only way to stick to Krishna consciousness, if you look into the Srimad Bhagavatam, like King Bharat Maharaj, he left his family, his beautiful wife, his kingdom. He went to forest. The end of his life, he developed his attachment towards a deer. So end of his life, he became a deer. Because he left his kingdom. He left his beautiful wife. He left his children. He left, you know, entire his belongings. He went to forest to perform the devotional service. But after going there, he forgot the cause why he came, after leaving all the valuable things for the material world. So sometimes we see that even in the devotees community, in the beginning they are very enthusiastic. I want to become a sannyasi, or I want to live brahmacharya life. And then in between they become deviated. You know, they came for some purpose, At the end of the day, it becomes something else. How it happened? He said, oh my God. Oh, I don't know why it happened. You know, I don't know even how it happened. Right? So Bharat Maharaj, the similar way, he went to forest to perform devotional service and get liberation, go back to Godhead. Finally, what happened? He was playing with the deer. You know, he was hugging and taking in the grass, and both are swimming and running and always thinking about the deer. At the end of his life, he became a deer. By Krishna's grace, he remembered he was a king, Bharat, in his past life. By Krishna's grace, he chanted the holy name of the Lord. You see, the end of our life, whatever consciousness, it will reflect in next life. Though the Bharat Maharaj, he was in a deer's body, but his mind was Brahmanical. What he said? Yajnaya dharma pataye vidinai punaya yogaya sankhya sirase prakritishwaraya narayanaya haraye namaha. You see? So he was in deer's body. Straight away he was promoted in Brahmin's house. And Jadapath's father was very, very well qualified Brahmin. He was very, very well versed. He knew all the knowledge. So in that family he was put into, you know, straight away. If you take even Chitraketu, he was cursed to become a demon, but he wasn't scared. Even after becoming a demon, what he said, even Indra was surprised by seeing Chitraketu's position, in a spiritual position, the spiritual advancement of Chitraketu. Sorry, Vrutasura. His hand was cut off. The blood was going everywhere. But Vrutasura, what he said? Aham hare tava padaika mulam dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuyah manasmareta supater gunamste grinita vakarma karotu kayah. See? So everything happens for some reason. If Mother Parvati didn't curse Chitraketu, he wouldn't have become Vrutasura. And we wouldn't get this chapter. And we wouldn't get to speak about glories of Chitraketu today. So whatever it happens is Krishna's mercy. Like in devotion service, there is no loss. There is always gain. Whichever way you see is a gain. Like even if you take ourselves, who is sitting here. You know, we came from different backgrounds, different families. But if we were in the material world, we didn't know what was going to happen. But now we are in the safe hands here. Like even if you take Gajendra, like it's surprising that even the, you know, I heard so many times Gajendra Moksha. And mostly devotees, they speak that, you know, Gajendra, he was struck. You know, he was caught by the crocodile and he prayed Krishna and Krishna came protected. But there is some secret that Like in first chapter of Gajendra Moksha, the chapter 1 and 2, is only descriptions of the forest and the Trikuta mountain. I was thinking, you know, why is describing about Trikuta mountain or the forest and all the so many fruits and everything. But I thought about, you know, I was analyzing so many days. Then I realized that King Indradyumna, he was cursed to become an elephant. He could have become an elephant either in Kerala, you know, there's so many elephants, or in West Bengal forest, or in Mysore, or even South Africa, there are so many elephants. In African region, there are millions of elephants. Millions, but nowadays they're becoming thousands. They're becoming very less. So where he became elephant? Because he was devotee of Krishna. He was surrendered unto Krishna. He became elephant. Tashya dronyam bhagavato varunashya mahatmanaha udyanam rutumatnama akridam surayoshitam. Tashya dronyam bhagavato varunashya mahatmanaha udyanam rutumatnama akridam surayoshitam. In the heavenly planet, the Varuna's garden is a beautiful place. So Surayoshitam, the wives of demigods, they used to go there to play in those waters or in these beautiful fields. They used to go there from different places within the heavenly planet. Like, you know, the Bombay is so, you know, all these miserable places around the India, people, they come and settle here. So even London or New York, you know, the people, they go from nationally, internationally, they go there. But it happened by causeless mercy of Krishna, Gajendra, he just took birth over there. You see, that is Krishna's grace. So though this, you know, whatever we have, the things that they are not permanent, like we misunderstand as the garland to be a snake. But even that situation, we surrendered unto Krishna and the chant the holy name, read Bhagavatam, or take association of the devotees. Next life, we'll be in the safe hands. Like Gajendra. He says that, Sarvato lankritam divyaihi nityam pushpapaladrumaihi mandaraihi parijataisya patalashoka champakaihi chutaihi priyalaihi panasai ramrai ramratakairapi kramakai narikelaisya kajurai bijapurvakaihi. So, you see, the so many fruits is given there. Mandaraihi parijataisya patalashoka champakaihi. So, nowadays, in Radharaswari temple, or rather Giridhari temple, so other temples we offer champaka flowers. Their lordships. But we don't offer parijata. So we don't offer the other, you know, flowers. It's mentioned in the... So nityam pushpapaladrumaihi. In this world we only get our seasonal fruits. But when the season is finished, we don't get them. But Gajendra, he took birth, the place where he gets every day. Here, we had to pay for them. There, he doesn't have to pay for it. You know, here devotees, early morning, they had to go to the Dadar, or Vashi, or either they had to grow in Talasari form. Right? So many festivals and so many things. But for Gajendra, he just took birth in the heavenly planet, where everything is naturally available. He doesn't have to hanker for them, or he doesn't have to ask, you know, I want this, I want that. You see, this is called Krishna's mercy. Although it says in this verse that, you know, we are mistaken this body. Right? So as a garland to be a snake, But like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that Mamcha Avyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Yasevate Sagunan Samati Tvetan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. If unalloyed, with unalloyed devotional service, if you serve Krishna, whichever condition we are in, either we are rich or poor, or whatever condition, tattenukampam susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Right? According to our past karma, whatever we got, good and bad, either we are looking very good or we are disabled, any condition, either we are old or we are young, we have a job, we don't have a job, we are living in a like very opulent life, or we don't have opulent life, at any condition, we chant the holy name and serve to Krishna with avyabhicharena. Then there is a perfection in this life. So I thank all the devotees for sitting and listening. Though I'm not qualified, I had opportunity to speak about few words. I really feel so happy to be the place where I joined around 20 years ago. So anybody have any questions or... Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Radha Ras Vihari ji ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Nitaram Shanvan ji ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.